All right.
Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Woody Hobbs, CEO of Phoenix Technologies. The company trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is PTEC. Phoenix Technologies is the global leader in system-enabling software solutions for PCs and connected devices. Thanks for joining us today, Woody.
Thank you, Juan.
Great. Now, start off by talking to us about your recent quarterly results, which saw a better-than-expected top and bottom line.
Yes, I think on the revenue side, the industry is starting to recover a bit, and we've seen some uptick in the sales rates. And so that's positive on the revenue side that the industry is recovering and the economy possibly is recovering along with it a little bit. And then on the expense side, we had some pretty aggressive measures that help us keep our expenses down. So, you know, the net of it was a bottom line that was better than the analyst had expected, and we were happy to post that.
Great. And talk about your main products, Failsafe and Hyperspace. What are some of the uses and applications, and where might we find them?
Sure. Well, of course, our main revenue stream comes from our core systems products, or BIOS as people knows them. That's kind of our legacy revenues and very important part of our revenues, and we continue to try to put our systems in more PCs than any other competitor in the world, and we continue to do so. The Hyperspace is a way of, in effect, growing up in the stack is getting something that sits on top of the BIOS and is either a Windows companion on PCs or, in some cases, like new smartbooks or netbooks, we might be a replacement for Windows. And our model for the this is really the mobile, the smartphone, is we feel like there's quite a bit of functionality on a smartphone, and that quite often all you're missing is a big keyboard and a screen. And it's an oversimplification, but that's just a way to think about Hyperspace. Another way to think about it, if you're thinking about a standalone environment, you can think about it as a big smartphone. If you're thinking about it as a Windows companion, we might be enabling some capability like a side-by-side instant-on DVD player or instant-on browser or something where it's instantly available to you. It's very consistent in its operation, and it doesn't fit within the realm of Windows, so you don't have to contend with everything else that might be going on with Windows. And so with a single press of a key, you could flip back and forth between, say, Windows and its companion, which could be everything from a game to a communicator of some sort, a universal communication system. It could be a variety of appliances sitting side by side with Windows, and those all depend upon what the OEM wants to manufacture it with. So we've got those two versions of Hyperspace, if you will, out there, the standalone and the companion for Windows. And then Failsafe is a product to help you protect your PC from being stolen, or help you find it if it's lost, or help you recover files off of it if it's simply misplaced or lost. Just a variety of tasks that all relate to protecting the PC and the data on the PC.
Sure. And so, yeah, continue talking about some of the market trends and how well-positioned Phoenix Technologies is to capitalize on them.
Sure. Well, in the security side, everybody's getting more and more security conscious. It may be incremental growth in that regard. In the enterprise, people are very security conscious, and consumers are getting that way too. And our ultimate goal is sort of like what's happened with your car, is to have a very no-nonsense, rock-solid solution in the PC that'll protect your PC so that nobody will even think about stealing it. And that trend toward a more secure PC is happening because, of course, things like identity theft on a consumer basis or the embarrassment of publishing the fact that a notebook got stolen with 100,000 customer accounts on it, those kinds of things are right now becoming their inconveniences or embarrassment. In the future, they could actually be law. And so that trend in security is happening and making Failsafe a very relevant product. On the Hyperspace side, what's happening is that people are becoming more demanding because their smartphone does more and more, and therefore they want their PC to do things faster. They want instant on. They want very long battery life. And, you know, sometimes they want a simple function. They don't want something as complex and powerful as Windows. They want something very, very simple. And so that trend toward instant on, all-day computing, secure computing, is something you're seeing out there coming into play. And then even smaller devices like the 10-inch netbooks or smartbooks are coming out, and people are saying, gee, I can do 50 or 80% of what I want to do in a day with this small netbook. I don't have to lug along a big PC, and I don't have to worry about the typing difficulties or the small screen on a smartphone. I can kind of have my cake and eat it too. It's extreme portability, all-day battery life in a smaller form functions factor, and that's kind of the trend that's helping out hyperspace.
Sounds good. And so what differentiates Phoenix from other players in your sector offering the that technology?
Well, in both cases, the fact that we're a BIOS vendor selling core systems, we know so much about the hardware that from a technology perspective, it's easier for us to develop a complete and solid solution than it is many of our competitors. In the other regard, in the sort of market sense, we have contacts and constant contact with all of the, not just the silicon partners that have to build these machines, but all the OEMs in the world that sell the machines. Every PC manufacturer in the world at some time or another does business with Phoenix. And so, you know, we've got the right sales and marketing contact with the companies that are needed to build and distribute these systems. And we also have the right ability and knowledge and contacts to get the software developed and developed correctly. One of the problems with Linux solutions out there has always been drivers. And, you know, we're just in a better position in the ecosystem to solve that problem. And last, but certainly not least, in the future, these systems are going to move into possibly being sold in the retail and the mobile phone distributions. And the management of the company has a lot of experience with dealing with carriers, for example.
Sure, and perhaps you can walk us through your background and experience, Woody, as well as that of some of the key management team at Phoenix.
Sure. Well, my experience in a nutshell is I'm at the core an engineer, worked on a lot of different systems and operating systems, everything from mainframes to microprocessors. And I worked in Intel processors that people have never heard of before. So I've got a lot of that experience, and then I've been a CIO at a major financial institution, Charles Schwab. I've got sort of that big corporate background that I know how things work in a corporation. And yet at the same time, I've been a CEO of a couple of different firms, and the last of which was IntelliSync, a piece of software that's been installed in every BlackBerry since it was manufactured, and was the basis of Verizon Wireless Sync and Verizon Wireless Email. And about 3 years ago, about 6 months before I joined Phoenix, the IntelliSync was sold to Nokia. So that's my experience. The CTO here, like me, has been a corporate engineering group at NetApp, had his own company where he built the leading instant messaging system for smartphones, and then was acquired by IntelliSync, and that's how we got to know each other. So he came over with me and as our CTO. Our COO is somebody that worked with me at Schwab, was the chief financial officer at Schwab. He and I have worked together off and on for the past 20-some-odd years. He was on my board at IntelliSync and is just a very tech-savvy financial guy. And then last but not least, and there are more, obviously, members, but I'm going to have to cut it off someplace. Our sales guy has been here close to 10 years and knows the OEM community really well and has just done an outstanding job for the company in sales over the past 9 or 10 years.
Great. And what specific milestones has the management team set for the company over the course of the next year?
Well, next year, I mean, we can't predict the market. You know, 20 or 30% growth in the next year might be an actual good year. But I can't exactly say, and we haven't put our 2010 fiscal year plan in place yet. But nevertheless, because of the conditions, it's a little hard to say, but we'll eventually put a stake in the ground and decide. What we've said over the net, when we originally got here, we felt like we could build our revenues from a rather low rate, run rate of $32 million up to something close to $200 million, and we could do it in 5 years. I think we probably lost a year and a half to two thanks to the market conditions here, but it's still our goal in the next 3 or 4 years to get our revenues up into the $200 million range. And if we were to do it with that kind of growth and with the kind of products we're selling, you know, we feel like we'd have a very large market cap and have provided a good return to our shareholders. So that's our goals is, you know, a reasonable growth for the current year until the economy recovers. But in any case, getting into double-digit growth on a quarterly basis here sometime in the next couple of years so that we can grow to be a $200 million revenue company within, say, 3 or 4 years.
So, yeah, talk about some of those challenges and some of your specific strategies for overcoming them.
Well, our challenge in the core system space in the BIOS is that the PC is being commoditized, and so PC prices continue to fall, and therefore our part in it, and we're not unique in this regard, but every part of the PC has to be cheaper every year. There was a point in time, and we focus our attention very heavily on the mobile space, where the mobile space was growing at 35% a year. We were maintaining share. We weren't growing share, but prices were declining 10 or 15%, so we could have a 20% annual growth just based on the net of those numbers. When the actual volume shrinks at the same time, like it did last year, as the ASP decline was happening, now you've got a horse of a different color. So now we're faced with the trying to add functionality, growing the ASP in spite of the fact that the PC is shrinking, so that's a tough game. And also it's incumbent upon us to grow market share, not just maintain it. So we've got a challenging future. I think we're up to it. You know, we've got an experienced group here and the premier position in the business. The problems over in Failsafe are simply we've got to work with the chip vendors like Intel to make sure that the category is sound and that we get the marketing done so the consumer knows the benefit of the anti-theft technology. So it's a marketing job, and I think that we're getting our sales part of the job done, which is getting the OEMs to start shipping with Failsafe. And then, of course, we'll be getting into the actual merchandising, which is getting the consumer, much like in the antivirus space, where you get to try it for a while, and then you've got to make them want to buy it. We're going to be in that. And so that's a new business for us, a new way of selling for us is the try-buy kind of model that Symantec and McAfee and those guys are very familiar with. Now we have to master it. And on hyperspace, we've got sort of ecosystem challenges. And we're supporting a number of different platforms, so we have to maintain our engineering at a very comfortable level because we don't know whether the world in the future wants, you know, some variety of Linux like Hyperspace that, you know, is a targeted version that we do, whether they want something that's more Moblin-like, which is an Intel-sponsored, they want something more Android or Chrome-like, which are Google-sponsored, or whether a Windows system is going to emerge down at the lower end that we're looking at one of those companion kind of operations with. So we've got a positioning issue to deal with in that space. And then there's just a lot of work on the technology side to match the positioning. And the broader our position is, the more engineering challenge and cost challenged it is. But nevertheless, we're seeing so much action and so much activity that, you know, we think this is a prime situation that we can handle and probably not many else can handle it. It's, again, because of our knowledge of the hardware and our knowledge of the ecosystem and all of our contacts, we're sort of in the catbird seat there.
Great answer. And so in terms of future growth, will you continue to grow organically? Would you consider some M&A activity? And if so, what sort of criteria do you look for in the companies that you're looking to acquire?
Right now, I can't imagine any M&A. You know, it's just not in the cards for us. We have all the technology we need. I suppose a peer type of merger is always possible, but I don't see one on the horizon. And so it's going to be more organic. We're going to settle down and perfect what we're doing. And, you know, that's all. That's really what we're thinking about. We made a couple of acquisitions last year. Again, the economy hit us pretty hard, so, you know, we weren't able to realize as much from those acquisitions as we would have liked to. So we're not going to go off making more in this kind of uncertain times. Things have to settle down. We have to get the products we have in the marketplace in high volume. We have to be profitable on those products, and then we can be thinking about that. So I think that kind of keeps us busy for the next few years.
Good. And in terms of as far as investors are concerned, do you think that right now investors understand the general direction of the company?
I think so, but I'm always interested to hear from investors that if they're confused about anything, I'm happy to clear it up. But we spend a lot of time, Rich Arnold, our CFO and COO, spends a lot of time communicating with investors. So I hope that people understand what we're doing, and calls like this will make it better.
Sure. And once again, joining us today is Woody Hobbs, CEO of Phoenix Technologies, which trades on NASDAQ, and the ticker symbol is PTEC, is currently trading at $3.21 a share. And before we conclude, Woody, what are some of the key reasons why Phoenix Technologies represents a good long-term investment opportunity to potential investors?
Well, I think we're a pure play on the mobile personal computer, netbook, smartbook world. And if you believe that the netbook and smartbook are going to grow substantially worldwide, and there's going to be huge volume increase in mobile PCs as well, and that the world needs an alternative to the current solution, sort of the incumbent Windows solution or Wintel solution, then, you know, Phoenix is in a great place to take advantage of that.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track the company's growth as well as report on your progress. And I'd like to thank you for taking the time to update our investors today.
Thank you.